We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
So one of the biggest lies in political history was if you like your doctor, you'll be able to keep your doctor. I mean, almost everything about Obamacare has failed to live up to the hype, if you want to be polite about it, the lies, I say, that were told years ago. The only thing that's worse is the Republicans haven't managed to live up to their promises to voters that they were going to fix this thing or repeal it. But now there's a case in Texas that could scrap Obamacare completely, I am told. Seth Denson is a healthcare strategist and the president of GDP Advisors. He joins us now to give us the particulars of the case. What are we talking about, Seth?
Yeah, good morning, John. Good morning. Yeah, so earlier in the – actually, it was late last year, I should say. It was just before the end of the year. Judge Reed O'Connor out of Texas ruled that as a result of the Tax Cuts Act that the Republicans did actually pass, reducing the individual mandate to zero, that the Affordable Care Act no longer could be sustainable and therefore was unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. If you might recall, or maybe your listeners remember, back when the Affordable Care Act was originally passed, there was a clause in the law called severability that the Democrats, in their haste to pass the law, left out. And what that meant was, what severability says is that if any one part of the law goes away, well, then the rest of the law falls apart. And Democrats didn't put that part in to protect the entire law. And therefore, when the individual mandate went away, what Judge O'Connor said was that the Affordable Care Act must go away. That is now in the Fifth Circuit Court. Fifth Circuit Court is very much a conservative court, and it looks like that based on the questioning of the judges, it's a three-panel judge over the last couple of days, that they're going to rule in favor of what Judge Reed stated out of Texas, and then here we go again, right back to the Supreme Court.
So assuming that this does come down, as many legal analysts are predicting, that it will invalidate or end Obamacare, at least as we know it, what happens next? Not just to the law, but I mean, I hate to say it, there are a lot of people, millions of people who have coverage through this system. And I wasn't for putting them on this system, but now they're on it. So what do we do about that? Or what will happen?
My daddy says the toothpaste is out of the tube. Yeah. What do you do now? So, you know, there's a couple of key things. I think we got to look at it from both the legal perspective or the practicality perspective and the political perspective.
Right.
So from the practicality perspective, yeah, you've got over 20 million people that are receiving benefits.
Is it that many?
It is. Yeah, when you talk about the Medicaid expansion, the expansion of individual policies with no pre-existing conditions, all of that, you're talking about 20 million people. Hmm. Now, as a conservative, I will tell you that is the worst thing in the world, is throw those people off that plan going into an election year.
Yeah.
That may not bode all that well. Mm-hmm. And so the Republicans have a political problem here. If this gets held up and the Affordable Care Act gets overturned and they haven't been able to do anything about bringing on a replacement bill, that could be a political nightmare for them.
And they're not going to be able to, but they're not going to be able to with Democrats, you know, running the House. I have to tell you, I don't even see a coherent plan that's been floated at this point.
That's been the most frustrating part of this, right, is that the Republicans, when they had their opportunity, weren't able to put something together. And I say it all the time, the enemy of good is perfection. And, yeah. and what the Republicans kept trying to do was get everything that they wanted, and they couldn't come together on it. And so here we find ourselves in this predicament. That being said, I do think that the Fifth Circuit will rule in favor of what Judge O'Connor did. Now, Judge O'Connor has put a stay on his own ruling, so the Affordable Care Act is going to remain in place regardless, I think, until there is an alternative.
Right.
And I think that the courts will do that. Now, that being said, when it goes to the Supreme Court, the Affordable Care Act has been in front of the Supreme Court twice already. Twice the Supreme Court has ruled it of its constitutionality, and there's one key thing to look for here. So we must look at what the law actually says and what the Tax Cuts Job did. The Tax Cuts Job Act actually didn't eliminate the individual penalty. It just removed it lowered it to $0.
So
if you'll remember the last time. What's that?
It's still there, and that was what Justice Roberts said, is if the Congress does have the ability to tax, so if they do that, a lot of people claiming he made this up out of whole cloth, but if he stands with that, then there's no reason for him to vote to change his vote in his assessment.
That's why I think in the end, this thing stays the law of the land. The Supreme Court, Judge Roberts specifically, has come out and said, yep, the Congress has the right to tax, and just because the tax is $0, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that it's not still on the books as a tax.
So do Democrats say, hey, the Republicans have lied to me, the individual mandate isn't really gone, even though that's your talking point?
That could be what they stand on. And in actuality, it is technically the truth. The individual mandate is still very much the law of the land. There's just a $0 tax penalty.
Really interesting how this stuff works its way through the courts, and the specificity of language becomes really important in legislation. Maybe people should pay attention to that, right? Seth Denson, healthcare strategist and the president of GDP Advisors. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.